Today I choose to look at the mind and how it works. I also choose to see that the mind in action is a kind of law. The mind in action. Not a kind of law, it is a law. Think about it for a minute. This reflection is one piece in cleaning up your thinking. The result of that is the cleaning up of your life to be what you desire it to be, rather than always having to accept things as they come to you. Keeping it very simple, let's think about this law of mind. Stop and think about your own thought processes. Isn't it amazing that so many kinds of thoughts, ideas, impressions, judgments, and conclusions are all happening at once, it seems? Isn't the mind a wonderful thing? I can be talking to someone and I can be thinking about how they look, how I feel about how they look. I can at the same time think about the phone call I'm to make in a minute. I can notice the leaves in the tree behind the person. I can be wondering what to say or how to respond. I can hear the voice of my mother coming from the past telling me to be careful. This may not be a trustworthy person to talk with. I'm sure if you pay attention for a moment, you get a picture of your mind in everyday thinking processes. Now, the thing to do is to consider this mind and to compare it to a mirror. Look into the mirror and notice how a definite thought, a mental statement or image, an affirmation or a denial, all have an impact on the way that you are going to act or the beliefs that you're going to create. These will all become a system that guides your life and your actions. Well, maybe this is easy to see, maybe not. Some of us aren't accustomed to stop long enough to ponder such things, but just try it. Try it for today. Take a look. Every impression that you make in your mind has some sort of impact, and some of them are strong enough that they become the basis of your next action. Anyway, the point I want to make here is just stick with that picture of your mind and how varied and insightful and harmonious and even chaotic it can be. And like, wow, whoa, this is quite a picture. A little bit all over the place, isn't it? Now consider the mirror analogy and take a snapshot of what you see in the mirror. Okay, got it? Now look at your life in general. Is there a similarity? So you can see how you think is reflected in your actual life. On this basis, we see how the law of mind in action is a law. What goes on up here in the mind tends to produce similar results in the life. And so this is the law of mind. You're using it all the time, and it's having an impact on the conditions of your life. So this law, like the law of gravity, is at play all the time. Look at your mind in the mirror again and see how it resembles the conditions of your life. So all the pictures you hold and respond to in your mind will affect your life somehow. All the beliefs you hold either limit or enhance your life. Can you see it? I'm just beginning to see and to understand how this stuff works for myself, and I feel excited at the unlimited possibilities a concept like I'm just describing is offering. I conclude then that the law of mind is always operating. It's a question of becoming aware and conscious of it. And aware also that, like in a mirror, you don't, when you see something in the mirror, you don't go out there and erase the mirror. You have to change the thing that's looking into the mirror. So it's the same thing here. You don't erase and change the mirror, but you have to change the thing that the mirror is reflecting. And so this is an invitation to realize this truth and then use it to create what you desire instead of just taking what's happening to you. Isn't that often the way we live our lives? We hope and we pray that something will come our way, but we forget that what the mind is like is really the thing that determines what we get. So today I'm reflecting on this, and I'm thrilled at the principle that I'm writing about. This business of noticing what is going on in our mind and then making a decision to clean up our thinking and making it such that we have in the mirror a mind that is orderly and clear and precise is, I agree, somewhat challenging, and the gauntlet is placed before us. What's interesting to me in this is that I notice that I have much more choice and power than ever I dreamed. I am in control of what is happening in my life. Gee whiz, can I accept that? A very big question. Do I take the responsibility to clean up my mind, to be aware of its action, because for sure it is affecting my life? Do I take my responsibility as the image maker to create only the images that correspond to the good I desire for others and myself? Of course, I'm aware this may be easier said than done, and this is just one tiny piece of a great puzzle, and I propose to keep on talking about it in days to come to bring to light the many more angles in this matter of the law of mind in action. Peace to you, joy, and right action are guiding us.